Thanks for tuning in to WYSO on NPR One and WYSO.org. I'm Lewis Wallace. If there are children listening right now, you may want to turn down the volume. We're going to play a story about Santa Claus. And while many of us at WYSO do believe, this story is about questioning, about losing and regaining faith. So we'll give you a second in case anyone is listening who shouldn't be. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds brings the holiday spirit.
Yes. Santa will bring me the Star Wars cantina and the fire helicopter and the Ferris Monster, the Star Destroyer.
I was Christmas shopping with my 5-year-old when it hit me, something I hadn't thought about in a long time. When I was about his age, I tried to rob Santa Claus. My best friend and I convinced our parents to let us have a sleepover on Christmas Eve. Then we took turns holding a metal detector up to the roof. When Santa's sled landed, its rails would set off the detector, then we'd sneak downstairs and steal his bag of goodies. We fell asleep, but that memory got me wondering, why do kids go so crazy about the whole Santa thing?
It is really the most widely encouraged childhood fantasy.
That's Dr. Linda K. Schmeckel, who worked at the Center on Children, Families, and the Law at the University of Nebraska for 25 years. When she conducted a study on Santa Claus and child psychology, Schmeckel discovered that many children think Santa and Jesus are the same person because they're celebrated on the same day. She also found that Santa's influence crosses social and religious borders. Even kids who aren't Christian want to celebrate Santa.
It was my first realization that the larger society plays a huge role in children's belief, whether it be in Santa Claus, in helping people, in brushing your teeth, or whatever.
Now, if we have this Santa figure powerful enough to permeate our culture and drive kids wild, what happens when they find out he might not be real? I stopped back at the Fairfield Commons Mall to ask holiday shoppers. Christy Pickering remembers when she found out.
Yeah, I was in kindergarten on my way to school, and I asked my mom, so I have a lot of people who are telling me Santa's not real. Is he real? And she said, do you want me to tell you the truth? And so I said yes, and she did, and it was traumatizing.
Heartbroken and depressed are terms other people used when they talked about losing faith in Santa. But no one really seems sad about it. They all laughed. Dr. Schmeckel says that might be because they've become co-conspirators in the Santa myth.
A lot of children then become helpers in instilling and perpetuating the belief in younger siblings, for instance.
So when we lose our belief, we then perpetuate that which we no longer believe? While hypocritical, it certainly is fun. We go from believing in Santa to being Santa, or at least some of us do.
Ho, 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 ho.
That's Steve Hawes, a.k.a. Santa Claus. He's been taking toy orders from children for 40 years, and he's not a mall Santa. I met him at the Glen Helen Christmas party. His beard and suit are authentic, and his attitude is too.
Well, there's a Santa Claus. Definitely a Santa Claus.
And he means Santa in the broadest possible sense.
You have to sometimes work around some bad things and some uncomfortable experiences in your life. But there's always a Santa Claus. You need to look out and see who's giving things to other people. I'm not talking about gifts, but I'm talking about love, or I'm talking about making them feel good about themselves. And that's what it's all about, feeling good about yourself. That's a lot easier to believe in everybody else when you do that.
Talking to Hawes was enough to make me believe in Santa Claus again. But this time around, I won't try to rob him. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.